Okay, no, wait, one second.
Yeah.
I sent you another video. Let's click the number six, video number five, for example, number five. Video number five, that's right.
Video, okay.
And then click example two, and we will just play the chords over the rhythm.
Five. I got so many screens open, I can't figure.
Just close everything and open just one.
To get to this. Okay, now that goes someplace else. Well, I gotta keep Skype open, right?
Yes. Just click on number five, video five.
Okay, it's warming up.
Okay, now we will...
And then click on the left upper part of the frame of the video to go to YouTube.
I did. I'm in YouTube now. And
okay, now click example two.
Example two. Where's example two?
Example two.
One, two.
It says your new magazine.
In the comments area, you will find two numbers.
Well, it's not scrolling in the comment for some reason. Maybe what is going on here? Maybe I need to stop that. Somehow it's not scroll comment. Oh, I see, down there. Okay, exercise two, Kaha Interactive.
That's right. That one there.
How do I know which chord?
Okay, put pause.
Pause.
And now I explain you. You have to play the chord on the beat one. So we will include the strumming, bro, staccato, but later, first we need to pick left hand. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to do is play 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 2, 3, 4. G, 2, 3. After B comes G. G. Sol major. G. That's C major.
What kind of C do you want?
After D comes G.
G.
That's right. And then C major.
C major.
And then B7. Exactly. So let's play that with example two. Put the video and play that to check if you are doing it well.
Okay, go back to two.
Exactly.
Two. Now, you pick up on four. Am I supposed to strum on one or on four?
No, you're playing, you have to play on the beat one.
Okay.
The chord only. Okay. Strumming will be after we know that the chord is right, but please have in mind that you have six chords.
Okay.
E minor, A minor, D, and G. Mm-hmm. Don't play C before after the
one.
After the D. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3
No, that's B7.
Oh, so, B7.
Wait, yeah. Wait one moment. Write down the chord.
I should be able to remember them, but I'll write them down.
Okay.
So it's
okay,
it's,
let's look.
It's E major, then it's
E minor,
oh, E minor.
Then A minor, then B,
and then
D,
A minor, and then D major.
That's right.
And then G, and then C, and then B7.
That's right. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All on the
That's
one
right.
beats.
Yes, Bruce, you can do it. Let's do it.
I can do that. Okay.
Again, counting. I want you to count four beats
yeah.
and play on the beat one.
Okay. Back to the 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, but you are out of the compass. Click again, example 2, and let's do it properly. We are almost there. Let's see if we can play this rhythmic nicely.
The problem is there is a backbeat to it, and I keep getting thrown back into the backbeat.
Look, it's this thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I don't move from here. 2, 3, because the distances have to be symmetric.
Yeah, I know.
Symmetric from one beat to another. Why? If this gets inconsistent there, that's what we can play when we play with the hand claps. Or with a dancer or with another guitar player, it would not be easy. And that's what we are training now, to be able to play with others.
Yeah, and I understand the importance of it. It's just that it's hard for me. And maybe it's hard for everybody.
One lesson. That's why we are in a lesson. We are learning something new every time. Let's do one thing. Click the video 4 on example 1.
Oh, the video 4, okay, back, you mean back to,
Because with that one we will do,
Let's see, where is video 4 now? Video 4 is here.
Video 4, give me one sec.
Okay. Where do I go? Oh, YouTube, there.
One, two, three, four.
This.
Okay, that was bad. faster now.
Well, yeah, I do much better on the faster. I get bogged down when it goes too slow.
That was better how you did just now. Look, now with this PDF thing, I give you a PDF. This one.
Okay, back to Skype.
With this PDF, can you print this page?
Yeah, I can. It might take a minute, though.
Or you prefer to watch it on the screen?
Well, it's gonna. I'll go ahead and print it up.
Okay.
But it takes PDFs take a long time to load compared to HTML.
See,
it's still loading. It's coming all the way from Spain, you know.
No,
okay.
No problem.
So,
wow. Why it would be? I don't know why.
Okay, so now if I go to print and say print, okay, just one page, right?
Yes, just one page.
Okay, it should be printing right now. I'll be right back.
Okay.
It didn't print out. Let's see, what's going on here? Why didn't it print out? It says print. And print. It said it printed. It didn't show up. I wonder if I'm out of paper. The computer was snoozing one more time.
No problem.
I'll probably get 3 sheets of paper this time. Okay. Printers are such a pain. Okay, so what do we have here? And of course, the red doesn't pick up very well.
So
we have.
So now let's read the third last line.
The theme part.
The theme, yes. Let's read that.
place.
Exacto, entonces vamos a, let's read the first part again.
The first line on the page or the first line of the theme?
The first line of the theme.
Okay, so. Whoops. Now, when they're in parentheses, that's sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, it means it's not mandatory to play that.
Okay.
You can play it or not. Exactly.
Okay.
Now, let's see if we can play that with the video 5, example 2. To try to play the theme.
Video 5. Now, this is going to be tough.
No problem. We're just seeing how far we are. It's not exam or anything. We're just seeing how we will practice that. Because, look, that's the first phrase.
Okay,
right?
Is video 5 the training on rhythmic context 5?
Yes, and then example 2.
And example 2. This is going to be tough.
All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Just that. Just the first phrase I want you to do, and the rest I want you to play before.
Well, just one phrase and then just stop.
Yes. Just the first phrase. Or first and second. And, probably the second two you can play.
Okay. And then just go back to the start again.
Sorry?
Well, you say just play the first two phrases, but then just...
The first two phrases, and the rest you play the chord corresponding to that.
I see.
Remember we talk about six chords?
Yeah,
so
okay.
So each phrase corresponds to each chord.
Okay, here goes.
One, two, one, two, three.
Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bars, it looks like, or seven
yes.
measures, and we've got six chords.
Exactly. Well, what happened is that the first phrase is second, third.
Oh, this,
actually,
okay,
this
runs
this
over.
From D to G, actually, that's it's two phrases, but it's two phrases on one chord. So it will be easy because every phrase corresponds to one chord.
Okay, so the first one is E minor, and that
yes.
starts with the... Okay, then the next one
is
our A minor.
One.
Okay, A minor is again. Okay.
That's
okay,
the same.
Now
yes.
the D comes in at D at the
that's D. It comes when the fourth string is open, played open there.
Played open where? Okay, D is the
that's right. Exactly. All that phrase there.
Okay, hold on. That's D, and then now is this still part of D?
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Okay, so that continues. Okay, so that continues to the next line. Same phrase, new line, right?
That's right.
Okay, and then we go for G. Well, G would be.
When the third string is bracket open.
Say that again.
Where you have the bracket G note here, tatan 7-7 it says, and you have one string, third string open.
Okay. Okay. So that's where G comes in.
Yes.
But that's not at that's in the middle of.
One thing we're analyzing it with the partiture. I don't want you to do that. I want you to go with ear counting and learn to listen, because otherwise you are doing classic guitar, non flamenco. In flamenco, we have to put the ear and look. I want you
okay,
to
but
one
it,
thing.
But what you're saying is we come in with a new chord in the middle of the phrase.
Yes, that's right. That's why if we analyze that way. It will seem complex, but we just played example there with the counting of four. Check out how easy it becomes. It's this thing here. One, two, three, four.
Give my best to your wife.
Thank you, my dear.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.